Shut up and listen. We all have life-defining moments. We don't know when or where they'll happen. We just know they do, and usually when we least expect it. If you don't know, one of my little boys has an extra chromosome. It's mind-boggling that something so microscopic and invisible to the naked eye contributes to such endearing and frustrating behavior. One frigid morning last winter, I learned two families we dearly love had the flu. No big plans were in place for the day yet, and I clearly felt the call to make them healing Philippine chicken soup. We all have our role to play, and I knew mine. The cupboard was bare, and a grocery run was in order. I bundled up little man for the trip. The thermometer read -3 that day. I clearly remember because it was also during that cold snap that he refused to wear shoes anymore. Or socks. Timing is everything. We pulled into the parking space and I opened his door. Out flew two little sheepskin boots. One landed on a dirty snowdrift, the other on the asphalt. He giggled. I wrestled the boots back on. They must have been chillier the second time around because I know my hands were frozen. Into the store we went. He gleefully kicked the boots off again. I retrieved them, tucking them into my bag. We approached a shopper on aisle one, and my little passenger yelled loudly, a shrill, startling sound ending in an unfriendly growl. He'd been practicing his lion's roar. "I'm sorry. We're still working on our manners," I apologized. I've been repeating that for a number of years now. Into the cart went the chicken. Another shriek further down the aisle, directed at a pleasant, unsuspecting elderly shopper. She stopped smiling. Can I go through the floor now or later? Now to find the rice. My gentle shushing had no effect. Our shopping trip continued in like manner. On aisle 8, I had an epiphany. In desperation and all out of apologies, I hummed Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Little man adores music. He leaned in with rapt attention, cheerfully filling in the last word of each line with great excitement and anticipation. The art of distraction. I sang 50 verses of Twinkle Twinkle that morning. Or was it 100? But it got us through the produce section, the chicken broth aisle, and the bread aisle without incident. I resembled nothing like a twinkly diamond in the sky. Mostly, I just wanted to be up above the world so high. Like an outer space. I wanted to disappear. The day continued as poorly as it began. I sliced my finger, mincing the fresh ginger and onion. I know you're worried. No, I didn't contaminate the soup. But it took me hours to cook up a quadruple scratch batch of Philippine chicken soup, enough for the two sick families and our own. My little man was of no help that day. Early afternoon, he crawled into the pantry, tipping the nearly full 128-ounce vinegar jar. But first, he popped the top. The pantry smelled vinegary for months. Mid-afternoon, I packed my adorable, stinky, vinegary helper plus the soup pots into the car. We were off on delivery. In the rearview mirror, I spied boots hurtling through the air. No surprise there. He was weary of the day, the car, and the boots. Me too. His all-too-familiar grocery store salutations drifted up from the back seat, now directed at an audience of one. Me. The 45-minute drive felt interminable. I'd texted to tell her I was coming, but she didn't see it. A weary mom answered the door and burst into tears. I joined in. She'd been sick on the sofa, and they'd been seriously sick intermittently all winter. Just that morning, her little girl specifically asked for chicken soup, but Mom was too sick to go out. Instead, she prayed a chicken soup prayer from the sofa. And several hours later, I showed up on the doorstep. I don't pretend to know exactly how it all works. But I do know that she was supposed to pray for that soup, and I was supposed to make and deliver it. She was supposed to receive it. And we were supposed to weep together, cementing the beginnings of a friendship over a steaming pot of chicken soup. We were both doing exactly what we were supposed to be doing that day. It's taken me 4 decades plus, but I'm just learning to listen. These are life's defining moments, worth twinkle twinkle ad nauseum, flying socks and boots, stinky pantries, and stinky kids. It's costly in time and effort, but the overwhelming joy of service outweighs the sacrifice. I'm reminded to slow down, keep my mouth shut, and just listen. Because I want to hear that still small voice, and I sure don't want to miss my next assignment. Hope it doesn't include vinegar.